Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
To Missions in Action, a feature that focuses on the work of missionaries who are delivering the good news of Jesus around the region and around the world. Today, we're visiting with Brad Hutchcraft with On Eagle's Wings, a ministry that reaches out to help Native Americans. So, Brad, you have served as a full-time missionary on a reservation. Would you tell us why it's been a passion of yours to work with Native Americans?
I actually planned when I graduated high school to go into Christian radio, and the Lord just threw a missions trip to the Navajo reservation. There was a young person I was talking to there and had the opportunity to lead this 10-year-old young girl to the Lord, and she asked a simple question. If I come and talk to you guys more this week, will you tell me more about Jesus? That forever altered the course of my life, and God made it clear that He wanted me to go into Native ministry. Statistics said approximately only 4% claim to know Christ, and The poverty rates are significantly higher than the national average, and the need for hope is evidenced by the highest rates of alcoholism, violent crime, massively underreported statistics about missing and endangered indigenous Native women, and then there the shocking rates about suicide, anywhere from 2 to 10 times the national average. But beyond that, there was that specific calling that I received from the Lord to work with Native American young people, and finding effective youth ministry on reservations is exceedingly rare. And so God just laid it on my heart to go to one of the least reached reservations, which even shows up as a blip on the unreached people group's worldwide map, which kind of shocked me.
Wow. Were you working on the same reservation for those 15 years?
Yeah. Since then, I've been overseeing our work with Native Americans around the country and up into Canada. So I've been in full-time ministry with Native America for just past 23 years.
You lived there on the reservation. Did you feel welcome?
We did, actually. There really was no existing youth ministry on this particular reservation. But as we just went out to basketball courts and as we met these young people, as we got to meet their families, there are a lot of places that don't know what to do with their young people. I think the fact that there was someone that was willing to invest and bring hope made a difference. And God has shown up big time because we got to start this work, but that work still continues full time as part of the On Eagle's Wings ministry to this day, but is being led now by a team of young Native leaders.
I love it. What were some other challenges that you face in spreading the gospel?
I think the biggest challenge really is how Jesus has been viewed in Native America as the white man's God. But that's because of some of the atrocities that were done by people, unfortunately, in the name of Christianity. And of course, As we look back, we know those things weren't what Jesus would have wanted, but it does help us understand why there is this view. So it definitely presented a challenge to show why that view isn't correct and that Jesus is for everyone. But I'll tell you what helps is being able to share that Jesus was a Mediterranean Jew with darker skin than most of our paintings show, that he was a tribal man, that he experienced a lot of what they do on the reservations. When they see that he's experienced life like they have, and they learn about his unconditional love and the hope he brings, it really does open hearts, and it gives people a lot of the hope they're looking for. But it is a challenge to get to that point where you have that relationship. It's not just a stand up and have a big meeting and proclaim Jesus. It's a lot of personal one-on-one communication with these young people.
Yeah, you're building trust from scratch.
Absolutely.
Brad, what were you not well prepared for on the mission field?
I think it's something I probably should have been prepared for, but I think it was the loneliness that can hit missionaries. When you go to a place that is far from friends and family and from the familiar, the enemy can try to mess with feelings of loneliness a lot. And I quickly learned the importance of taking time to be poured into on a regular basis and the importance of truly finding everything we need in Jesus, which I kind of always said, but until I really experienced it and learned, hey, this is what it means to find my hope, to find my peace, to find my joy in Jesus and not in the surroundings around me. That really helped, but it took some battles with loneliness to kind of get to that point.
I just heard a wise man on the radio this morning talking about how when we're in that rough spot, that's when we really have to rely on him, and then we find out once again, or maybe for the first time, that he really is enough.
Absolutely.
Brad, would you share with us a story about how the Lord has changed a life through On Eagle's Wings?
Sure. There's this one young lady we worked with for a number of years when she was 12, 13 years old, and she chose to kind of leave Jesus for a while. Over the years, we would check in with her occasionally, let her know that, hey, we still love you. We're still here praying for you. And then my wife heard from her just a few years ago. So it had been about 10 years. And she wrote how she had gone through a rough legal time and wound up having to spend a little time in jail, but that she really, truly surrendered to Jesus while in jail. When she got out, she found a church, decided to get baptized. She got involved with a women's group, and she actually became one of our leaders with On Eagle's Wings for a couple of years. She's actually working with the Bible school now. And so I think for us, we always say as a ministry, as long as there's breath, there's hope. And we really get to see that time and again. And she's one of those examples of just someone that said, I don't think Jesus is for me, but over the years, Jesus really worked on her heart. And her message to us was, thank you for praying for me. Thank you for never turning your back on me. Thank you for teaching me about Jesus, because all those were seeds. And it's true of people in our families and our friends, no matter where you are, if you keep pouring Jesus into them and planting those seeds, just remember that as long as there's breath, there's still hope that they will turn and that they will grab hold of Jesus.
That's Brad Hutchcraft with On Eagle's Wings. I'm Tracy Lynn with Family Life News. How is the Lord guiding you to reach out to others?